All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Health in the Real World podcast. I am Chris Jenke, joined today by a special guest. First timer today, we have Jaquan Newsom. Jaquan, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely, absolutely. Why don't you, real quick, just give us an introduction as far as who you are, who you work with, what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Jaquan Newsom. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. What I do, I study kinesiology. So I work with a lot of usually busy men that are like business owners or executives. Typically who are, you know, super busy on their job. You know, everybody's on the grind, but a lot of times that comes with the cost, and that costs our health. So I help them kind of reverse that and show up as better leaders in a more productive way, more fit body.
That's awesome. Do you find that weight loss is still like one of the main things people come to you, or they obviously want energy? They want kind of the whole package, right?
Yeah, they want the whole package, but yeah, definitely weight loss is like the outcome that they're really looking for at the end of the day. You know, if they get their energy increase and all that, but if they don't lose the weight, they're going to be
like, of course. Right. I know. I found that, you know, if somebody, I specialize in helping people get out of back pain. So people have been doing a lot of sitting, a lot of like kind of tech people. I'm in, Bay Area. So a lot of people sitting, neck, back pain. And, you know, of course they want to get rid of their back pain, and they also want to get rid of those 10, 15 pounds that they've
Right.
as well. How did you get into it originally?
Yeah, originally I got into it because I was actually going to be a physical therapist.
Oh, nice.
And, I was like, man, you know, do I want to go to PT school and, you know, spend like $70,000 or I just start my own business? I always was an entrepreneur. Before I started this, I had like a clothing line. So I decided to go this route because most of my family are overweight, obese, have high blood pressure. I've seen a lot of deaths through preventative things. So once I start taking care of myself and seeing the impact, I was like, I kind of like this. So
yeah, definitely. Have you, over the years of doing this, do you have family members who are they open to your advice? I've found it's kind of like 50-50. Some of my family members, you know, I've been doing this 20 years and my dad still won't listen to me.
Oh, yeah. And then people closest to you, I don't know why. It's the hardest for them to, you know, listen to you. But I don't really give them advice. I just, you know, it's best, I just live freely. And then if they want to live vicariously through me, then
they want to ask you questions. You guys know I'm a trainer, right? I mean, just ask me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you ever overweight, out of shape? Did you go through that phase? I know a lot of us, I think I maybe have had two of those phases over the years before I finally decided to educate myself. Have you gone through anything like that?
Yeah, I was never like obese or anything like that. But I work with a lot of people like that. I was out of shape definitely a lot of times. I never really got into fitness and working out until college.
Yeah.
So I played sports, but we never like trained. I didn't know anything about working out. And like my environment growing up, no one worked out, ate healthy. So that was all until college. I was like, I think I got to switch some things up around here.
Yeah. And did you major in kinesiology or did you?
Yeah. Kinesiology and psychology.
That's a good combination for helping people with lifestyle changes too. It's interesting you said you were playing sports, but you were not into fitness because that was kind of my experience. And then a couple of the trainers that I hired right after when I started growing my business back in like 2010, one of them was a great basketball player and he was only like 20 years old. He didn't have a six pack and he was playing basketball all the time.
Yeah.
And then when we just made, I think I had him do like a green drink, you know, like spinach and avocado and lemon and cucumber. And within like 3 weeks, he had a six pack and he's like, I've never had a six pack and I run all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting, cause I think it's pretty common.
Yeah, it is. I haven't really thought about that, but it's true. Like
it's weird. Right?
Fitness is like intentionally, you know, trying to eat healthy and then actually going to the gym and lifting weights. You know, just because you play sports doesn't mean you're healthy or into fitness. You just play a sport for that 1 hour or two, you know.
Good point. Yeah. And you went to Arizona State, right?
Yeah.
So you're born and raised, stayed in Arizona.
Yeah, my whole life. Yeah, I've been in Arizona my whole life. Arizona is one of those states where most people are not from here. Like, if you ever come to Arizona, everyone's like, when I tell people, I'm from here, they're like, whoa, oh my God.
They're like, where are you actually from? No, everyone's from California. All the Californians moved to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all here. So.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit today specifically about how to lose belly fat. So I was thinking maybe we could do like two or three really practical strategies that somebody can do. You know, I know you and I are both big fans of the book Atomic Habits. And for anybody listening who has not read that book, it is phenomenal. Grab the audio book, listen in the car. You know, it's great. It's very easy to get through. For me personally, to summarize that book, I would say, you know, a couple things stood out. One, only add one new habit at a time. And then two, I really like this, that we already all do all these habits. We just, if we want to add a new one, just add the new one to an old one and have them go together. Like, there was a story of one guy who every time he took a shower, he cleaned his shower. Mm-hmm. And that, and everybody thought that he was just like this meticulous guy, but really he was kind of lazy. And all he did was link the habits, right? Mm-hmm. So coming from that perspective, let's just start with like, what is the first thing that pops in your mind as far as being like a really important, easy strategy that people can do to keep a relatively low body fat percentage?
Yeah. Since we're talking about habits, I'm really big on the psychology and the habits of everything as well, because one of the questions I get a lot, like, oh man, how do I lose this belly fat or all that? This is why I promote habits and like the mindset, because even with the best workout plan, the best meal plan, you're not going to sustain that belly fat loss or, you know, for a long period of time, because we're always going to revert back to our habits. So I think the easiest way is to start becoming aware, because we have a bunch of habits that we do every single day and we're not really aware of that. So an easy way to do it is to actually start tracking your habits. Like, I think that's been a game changer for me. That's something you can do like today. And the four habits that I suggest you track to start off with is your exercise. And you can use a bunch of apps. I use an app called Habit Share, but there's plenty of other apps that you can use. So start tracking your exercise, and that can be anything. That could be walking, that could be, you know, your exercise, your water, your food intake, and your sleep. So if you start tracking all four of those are like the four key metrics that's going to help you start losing that body fat and reduce it over time. And when you track it, you just become more of aware of like what you're doing. You're like, man, maybe I'm not, you know, and I didn't eat good 5 days in a row, you know, I didn't work out 2 weeks, maybe, you know. Yeah, so it becomes a game after a while.
Yeah Okay, so again exercise, food, water, and sleep. Nice. Let's go through these one step at a time. I know, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's on a different journey, right? An easy workout for one person might be very hard for another. But so, you know, because of that, we have to say kind of high level. But let's start with exercise. What kind of exercise prescriptions do you give to your clients, your friends, your family, anybody who will listen?
Yeah, like you said, everybody's at different levels. So if you're not doing anything, just any type of movement, you know, is good, you know, in general, even if it's just walking, you know, it's better than nothing. Yeah. But typically I like them to do some type of form of resistance training, especially as they're getting older. You know, you teach back pain and a lot of that because we're sitting down a lot, we're not moving. So we start strengthening those muscles. So at least if you could do 2 days a week of strength training, and then the other days just focus on, you know, walking, doing easy things. But I'd like to build them up to at least 3 days of resistance training and then 2 days of some form of cardio. But the cardio, I like to make it as play and not like pain. A lot of people don't keep up with exercise because it's like it seems like
boring.
So try to think what can I do that's fun? Like, do I like to play pickleball? Do I like to golf? Or man,
yeah,
take my kids to the park. So you're actually moving and doing exercise, but it doesn't seem like it.
You ever read that book Never Eat Alone?
I feel like I have a long time ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, so it's basically this guy, he's like a serial marketer, and this is like one of his habits, right? He's always networking and marketing. He does, you know, even those words networking you know, it sounds kind of stale, right? Like, I guess you and I are technically networking right now. I like social media that you can have a human interaction with, right? As opposed to like, you're just sending messages here and there, you know, it's like passing notes in class. So what this guy talks about, and it's a great title, Never Eat Alone, you know, you're going to eat anyway. You're going to exercise anyway, or you want to, right? We all want to. So he'll fly, you know, if he's going to go fly into town, let's say he's visiting Phoenix, right? He'll contact you. He'll contact all of his other contacts in Phoenix or the greater, you know, Arizona area. And he'll try to figure out where he can fit people in his schedule. So he's a fan of Barry's Boot Camp. So he'll get his friend a guest pass for the day for Barry's Boot Camp, and they'll go work out together. And then, you know, then he'll go to lunch with another friend. And then, it occurred to me when he was doing that, I'm like, that is the best way to get people to stick to it. Because what do people say, especially about cardio? It's boring.
Yeah.
Right? It's so boring. And it really is. Like, you can listen to audiobook. There's so many different things you can do while you are doing cardio that, yeah, I think whatever you compare it with, right, is good.
Yeah. Kind of goes back to that, almost like habit stacking, like you're saying, you know, what can you do while I'm doing it? I had a client morning. He has a treadmill Peloton. And he's like, yesterday I did an hour on the treadmill, but I was watching one of his shows on Star. Perfect. Yeah. So I was like,
With all the streaming services we have, right, we could just be on our phone, like watching a movie, right? We could watch a movie every day. So, okay. So exercise, we got our main four that you talked about. We have exercise, food, water, and sleep. So your exercise, like kind of simple high level protocol,
yes.
Three resistance days per week. Then you got your two cardios per week. That leaves 2 days of rest and relaxation and whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah, for sure. And people overlook the rest and relaxation. I think that's why a lot of people get burnt out when it comes to losing belly fat. They want it so bad. So they're like, every day I got to do something. 75 hard. Let's go. You know,
75 hard is crazy. Yeah.
But, you know, those rest days are crucial. Yeah, for sure.
It, you know, what's so funny as a trainer over the years, I think the number one thing that I've had to do is convince people that they need to slow down. Because I used to work at Orange Theory Fitness, and I don't know if you had much experience with them, but it's all about zone training, heart rate zones, right? Yeah. So, you know, ideally you want to spend a certain amount of time in certain zones. And this is all backed by research that you only need 12 to 20 minutes, three times per week at like 83% or higher, only 12 minutes. And so I was trying to convince one of these new clients that came in of it. I'm like, you're going too hard. You got to slow down. Cause he was in this zone for like 42 minutes, 45 minutes. I'm like, you got to slow down. And he was coming every single day. He's like, I know I got a wedding coming up in three months. I'm like, all right. You're going to be limping down the aisle, but that's okay.
And then when the wedding's over, you know, he's going to be so burnt out. He's like, I can't, you know, I already reached the mountaintop and I'm going back down.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at another weight for a year. No. I don't want to look at. And then when he comes back a year later, he's, you know, probably even worse off.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely sustainable over time. So, okay. So we got our exercise protocol. Water seems pretty easy, right? How would you recommend somebody track water?
Well, I track it on the app, you know, just pressing the button, of course, but I try to get at least half of their body weight in ounces. The easiest way to do it is if you have some type of water bottle, I use a Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
I would say for the average person, you can just, if you drink three of those a day, you should be pretty fine on your water intake. Okay. Usually about like 32 ounces. And how I break it down throughout the day is like, if you're working out first thing in the morning, my rule is like, before I leave the gym, I got to finish like a whole bottle of water. So I have about an hour to work out, finish the water, and then I fill it up, you know, when I leave the gym. And then it's about 7 a.m., you know, so I have all day to drink, you know, two more bottles of water. So it's a lot easy if you break it down like that. So by 11 a.m., I'm pretty much done with two, and I got 12 hours to drink one more.
That's a great way to do it. And yeah. I like what you do here. And I want to accentuate this because I think people think tracking like, oh man, I have to go to the app or I have to write it on paper, but you are technically actually tracking. right? When you say, oh, my goal is to consume three of these hydro flasks, that's a sort of a way of tracking. So I think that's very valuable. I like that. So you've just set yourself up for success, right? You already drank one by 7 a.m. You work out early, man. So your workout's over at 7?
Yeah, typically 6. Yeah, I work out about 5 a.m., sometimes 5:30. So yeah, I go early.
Okay. Okay, so you set yourself up for victory, though. You leave the gym, you're already one third done with your water consumption for the day. You're probably done with the other one by noon, and then easy finish another in the next, you know, couple hours.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's all about systems, you know what I mean? When it comes to losing belly fat and stuff like that, a lot of people set goals and they're so focused on the actual goal. Yeah. But you just set up habits and systems, the goal is automatically going to happen. So I just kind of set up systems in my head. Then, you know, you don't really have to think about the goal. You're automatically going to get it.
Right. And then you're just checking, like every day, you're kind of just checking the box. You're like, all right, I got my water. Today was a cardio day. Got that. You know, I slept enough, which is the segue for next. Let's go to food first. Let's talk about food. Okay. So there's a lot of debate.
All right, we can go.
We got keto. We got paleo. We got high carb, low carb, high fat, low fat, high protein. You know, the whole thing. What is your food philosophy?
Yeah, so this is my food philosophy. I know a lot of coaches and trainers. I've been doing it for 10 years. I honestly only know one person who's like super clean. He doesn't do it like anything bad. But the best meal plan, you probably heard this before, is the one that you can keep up long term. So it's really keto, intermittent fasting, paleo, all that. Everything is great, really. What can you actually keep up and sustain? So it's so many trends out here now and people want to just hop on a bandwagon, but you got to really think about your preferences. Like me, I'm a pretty simple eater. So if I can keep things simple and clean, I can keep that up for a long time. But yeah, that's kind of how I think about it.
Yeah, I like that. I think too, it's, you know, I did mention keto. This is not necessarily a show just about keto, but you know, keto was meant to be a short-term thing. So I think one thing that's really important too, I agree. I would say what you just said about whatever you can keep up long-term. And then if you want to try things for little short periods that, and you can see how your body responds.
Yeah. I'm open to experimenting, you know, on different things, you know, but a lot of times when it comes to, we're talking about losing belly fat. So I'm trying to stay on that subject. People are like, oh, man, I heard about keto. I heard about this.
Yeah,
I want to do this. You know, but a lot of times they wreck their metabolism because they're super, you know, under eating on their calories, or they're trying to go, you know, super hard, and it's just unsustainable. So you might get it quick, but
that's a good point.
What can you do to
keep? We're having some.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if the computer. Yeah, there we go. All right. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I think there is so much value in seeing the long term perspective and just making these baby habit changes over time, and then you know, making one change, adding one habit, and then checking in, you know, seeing how that works for the next month even, and then coming back to that. Okay, do I need to tweak it? Do I need to change direction? Okay, so food. All right, let me recap real quick. So we got exercise, we got the basic three resistance training per week. Maybe that's weights, maybe it's body weight, maybe you go in the swimming pool, right? Any of those.
Right.
Two days of cardio. We got water, half your body weight in ounces per day. A good way to track is just like have a water bottle, give yourself some sort of daily goal, like I have to consume three of these bottles a day.
Yeah.
And then next step was food. For food, I love that the best diet plan is the one that you can stick to. Long term, and then let's talk sleep. Sleep is obviously, we need to recover.
Yeah, it's a big one actually. A lot of people overlook it. I actually had several clients who've been doing well in their food and their workouts, but I have a client I'm thinking of now, like she goes so hard, you know, on the exercise and the, you know, but she goes She works 12 to 15 hours a day. She works out on top of that, you know, and she's trying to eat healthy. But I'm like, you know, the problem is you have to slow down. If you're not sleeping, you're not giving your body recovery. You're never going to lose the belly fat that you want to actually lose because you're not resting enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your cortisol levels are going through the roof.
Yeah.
So yeah. I try to tell people when you're tracking sleep and you're thinking about your habits, you listen to this podcast, think, can I get 6 to 8 hours of sleep? And then if I did good, then give yourself like a green check mark on your habits, you know. But anything less than 5 to 6 hours, then you're kind of in a red zone.
Yeah. Which if you think about it, I mean, 6 hours is really, you can go to bed late and wake up early and still get 6 hours. You know, you can go to bed at 11 and still wake up for your 5 a.m. workout. And that's still 6 hours. So, you know, anyone listening to this thinks that 6 hours is hard to get, just think about it in those terms. Like you could be a night owl and an early bird and still get 6 hours, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I think the key all comes down to a lot of time management and planning. Like those two things are like really key.
100%.
Yeah.
So for you, okay. So we got kind of our protocol. I like that. That's like a real tight, you know, 4 main categories. We detailed exercise, water, sleep, or excess water, food, and sleep. What do you do personally when you fall off the wagon? And then is your advice different for clients who fall off the wagon, or is it pretty much the same?
You know, I think the biggest, honestly, I don't fall off the wagon too much because I'm seeing what I'm doing.
You're a tracker, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm tracking. But when I do, a lot of times, maybe if I'm traveling or if I'm doing something, I'm fall off. I don't beat myself up because we can treat our lives like as an athlete, you know, we have in season, out of season. So sometimes, you know, like if you have a busy season or your kids got a lot going on or, you know, you're traveling, you might not be able to hit it as hard. Just give yourself that grace, because what happens a lot of times is people beat themselves up because they fell off for a week or two. Yeah. And then they're like, oh man, I already messed up. And that 2 weeks or that week, you know, goes into a month or two. So it goes even deeper into the hole. So I think the biggest thing when I fall off, I'm like, I didn't work out for a week or so, or I didn't, you know, do good this weekend. I'm just going to get right back on, you know? Yeah. So it's just about getting right back on the train instead of letting it linger.
Yeah. I like, that's a good concept where you're taking into account kind of what an athlete would think, you know, the Super Bowl was a few weeks ago. The Niners were in the Super Bowl this year, so I was all in it, and I watched how they do it, and they're focus, and then I guarantee you next couple weeks, they're not doing anything. You know, they're eating a lot, they're not exercising as much, and that I think that's really good advice, and that takes the mental, like the judgment off of it, right? It takes the judgment off, and what I've noticed, and I've done probably 400 podcasts, the people who judge themselves are the ones who are not healthy and fit. And all the trainers, all the fitness experts, all the ones who you look at them and go, man, you are lean, you're athletic. All those people say, nah, don't worry about it. I just get right back. You know, it's no big deal. So,
right.
I mean, I would say that's good evidence right there to just kind of let it go. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. And even it goes back to those rest days too. You know, I know I'm like, all right, for sure, I'm going to work out Monday through Friday.
Sure.
And then the weekend, I know I can relax. You know, I mean, I'm going to sleep in, you know, I'm going to have a better time on the weekend. So it's almost like I give myself grace to kind of fall off on the weekends. Like I'm
right. You plan it. You're like Dwayne Johnson during the week and you're Homer Simpson on the weekend. So
yeah,
but it's planned.
Yeah, that's planned for sure.
Nice. Okay, Jaquan, I want to give you a chance to talk about your fit-nominal, be fit-nominal. I like that play on words. So it's fit and phenomenal, fit-nominal. Tell us about your program, how people can find it, how people can get in touch with you if they have any questions going forward.
Yes, for sure. So my program, I work with both men and women, but I have a course specifically for men who are, you know, busy executives. They're after, you know, 30 years old. They're probably sitting down a lot for their job and they've kind of gained that weight. So we have a step-by-step blueprint to help you get there. You can find me and information. I post a lot on YouTube as well, but you can find me on LinkedIn at Jaquan Newsom. So just look me up on there. And then you can book a free fitness audit. We can kind of go through what's the best option for you. And I'm trying to see if did I miss anything. That's where you can find me at. That's where I post at. And yeah, that's what I'm all about. I came up with the name Be Fit Nominal because, like I said, I grew up in an environment where most people in my family are overweight, obese. The mindset wasn't right. And I wanted something different for myself. And I wanted, it was a speaker. He was always say like, be phenomenal or be forgotten. And I kind of made a twist out of the words. Like, I was like, I want to be phenomenal because I think everything is related. You know, if you start taking care of your health and wellness, it affects your lifestyle, affects your finances, everything. So you can't just be great, you know, as a dad, or you can't be great in a business person, but not taking care of your body and vice versa. So,
100%.
Yeah, so I say be phenomenal, just helping people discover their best self through fitness and health.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. And just on LinkedIn, I'm on your LinkedIn page just to give people an idea of what type of things you post on. Your last post was a video on the 5 best standing ab exercises for anyone who's overweight. I like that. Quick check-in on how people's New Year's resolutions going. You talked about Atomic Habits, one of the best books you've ever read. Not only implement in your daily life, but with clients as well. Let's see. Let me just give you one more. And then your post with Amari Stoudemire. Okay, we got to talk about this. How did you meet Amari Stoudemire?
Well, my wife, she does marketing, like an agency. And I guess she was connected with some guys who do like Forbes.
Yeah,
30 over 30 or something like that, and they're doing these events for the Amari Stoudemire in different cities, and then they started with Phoenix, Arizona, so we got invited to a private event. It was pretty cool. Suns are my team, so
lifetime Phoenix resident. So he's an amazing basketball player. That's awesome, cool. So I encourage everyone listening, check out Jaquan's information, YouTube, like you said, you post a lot, LinkedIn, that's where you and I connected. And thank you so much for the conversation. Appreciate it. And any last words of motivation you want to give everybody before we sign off?
On my LinkedIn, if you look at it, it says how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you listen to this podcast, I'm sure Chris gave me some great information. And just think to yourself, like, how I do anything is how I do everything. So I don't care if it's sweeping the floor, working out, just try to operate in excellence. And even when no one's looking, and start taking care of yourself this year, because until clients, it really doesn't take as long as you think. If you lock in and, you know, start tracking these habits, within months, you'll see a way different body. So you can do it. And I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Health in the Real World. I'm Chris Jahnke, joined today by Jaquan Newsome. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys again next week.